Last time on Naked Oceans, Sarah looked into the history of the oceans, and now I'm going to look to the future and what lies ahead. With unfolding exploration in the marine realm, scientists today understand more than ever before about what lives there and how these immense, complex systems work. These are undoubtedly exciting times. But we also have a clearer picture than ever before about how much the oceans are threatened by human activities. Geologically speaking, life on Earth comes, then it goes. But in terms of the impacts we're having on the oceans over timescales that matter to us, the next few decades could be crucial. I've been chatting with various people who've appeared on Naked Oceans over the past 2 years to find out what they think the future holds. I started by asking them which ocean threats they think could be the greatest concern in the years to come.
Well, it's the litany of threats is huge in the marine environment, as it is everywhere, I suppose. You know, we're trying to summarise them into sort of local threats of sediments and pollution and the bigger picture threats of overfishing everywhere. And the biggest threat of all, which is climate change and its ramifications. Those are the big ones for me, certainly. I think climate change is the sort of spectre hanging over all of this, really frightening us all.
Mark Spalding there from the Nature Conservancy, raising the issue of climate change in the oceans, something that's on the mind of everyone I spoke to. Here's National Geographic Explorer in Residence, Enrique Sala.
Warming and acidification of marine water is something that is so huge and affects the entire food web from the microbes to the top predators, to whale, sharks, polar bears.
In one of our first episodes of Naked Oceans, we spoke to John Bruno from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, back when he'd just written a review paper for the journal Science about the impacts of climate change on the oceans. When I caught up with him again recently, he'd been looking at the latest projections for climate change and ocean warming from the upcoming Fifth Assessment Report, or AR5, from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC. The report looks at how warm the oceans are likely to get by 2100, based on different future emissions scenarios.
And the projections are really frightening. So we are very plausibly looking at 2 to 3, maybe even 4 degrees Celsius of warming in tropical areas. I mean, that, you know, I've known that, but somehow I got it in my head we were only going to see a half a degree or a degree Celsius. I think reefs could handle that. 4 degrees, oh my goodness, it's just so extreme. You know, that's more than 10 degrees Fahrenheit. That would absolutely devastate not just reefs, but all kinds of tropical ecosystems, terrestrial and marine. And that is becoming a really plausible scenario just based on our recent greenhouse emissions rate and the fact that those emissions have actually been accelerating in the last few years. So yeah, climate change is something that I'm more and more concerned about. And of course, not just the temperature, but also the other side of that coin, the acidification problem.
And that acidification problem is looking to be really big. Already the oceans have become 30% more acidic since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, because much of the CO2 emitted by human activities has been absorbed into the oceans. Impacts on marine organisms that live inside calcium carbonate skeletons is already being detected, most recently among sea butterflies, the flocks of tiny mollusks that flit through pelagic waters and are a vital food source for many other animals. In parts of the Southern Ocean where natural upwelling exacerbates falling pH, the shells of sea butterflies are already starting to etch and corrode away. Warming seas and acidification aren't the only knock-on effects of climate change that we're likely to see unfolding. A couple of other issues don't get a lot of attention, but they could get much worse in the future.
There's two ancillary effects of climate change and gas emissions that a lot of people are arguing aren't getting considered. One is UV. So we were making progress on UV, and that seems to be stalling or reversing. So Carlos Duarte, for example, is arguing that UV is a big cause of invertebrate and vertebrate larval fish and larval invertebrate mortality in the plankton. And then the other big one, of course, is the effect of temperature on oxygen concentration. And so the big thing that's going to happen when the oceans warm, the tropical oceans warm, is that they just hold very little oxygen. So the warmer the water is, the less oxygen it holds. The higher the metabolism of animals, and therefore they need more oxygen. And those two things really kind of coincide to kill animals, you know, above 31, 32, 33 degrees Celsius. And that's just going to be, you know, simple mortality, not, you know, kind of some indirect process like coral bleaching or disease enhancement or anything. So that's a really big concern that never gets talked about as well.